One time, ladies and gentlemen, you are now tuned into the sounds of Disorder, 101.9 FM, CITR.ca, here in Vancouver. My name is Charlie Tuna from Jurassic 5. We are live and direct. Stop playing and tune in.
Live on CITR 101.9 FM, this is Discorder Radio. Wade here as always with CJ. We got a jam-packed show for you over the next hour. An hour of Vancouver indie rock power. So much happening today, including a very special guest, Hannah Epperson, will join us here in studio. We got ticket giveaways for Braids. But right now, let's play the cover band for the October issue of Discorder. It's Village with the track Nowhere. And you're listening to Discorder Radio, live on CITR 101.9. CITR 101.9, the soothing sounds of Village with the track Nowhere to kick off the show today on Discorder Radio here. Tuesday, 4 o'clock, of course, as we do it every Tuesday. Wade here along with my co-host, co-producer.
Hello.
And good friend.
This is DJ CJ, a.k.a. Siege Machine, a.k.a. Chiggy Chigs.
Well, you got a lot going on this week.
I got a lot of people in my life.
Wow, you got some newfound swagger. What's going on, CJ?
Not much. Thanksgiving. Thankful for everything so far.
It was a great Thanksgiving weekend. Actually, I detected you had a really great Thanksgiving Sunday night. I wondered, is that why you've got this like newfound swagger today?
Sure.
Why I'm not? Just going to come out and say it. Did you get laid on Sunday night, CJ?
I'm going to come out and say it. No. Oh, okay. But either way, it was great. We had turkey and pot roast and chicken and a bunch of pies. And I hope everybody out there listening did as well, as you should on a nice weekend like that.
It was a great weekend. Yes, I had a couple of potlucks. And on Sunday night when CJ was at his Thanksgiving potluck, I was actually expecting him to join me at the Cobalt to watch a show, but CJ was just having just too damn much fun, so he couldn't quite make it down, but that's okay, CJ. I was there holding it down for the team.
So who was there? Tell the listeners.
Yes, it was a big Thanksgiving show on Sunday night at the Cobalt, one of our favorite venues in Vancouver. The headliner was Harmar Superstar, who is a very Ron Jeremy-esque character from the States, singing a mix of sort of soul, R&B, and pop. But the Vancouver representatives on Sunday night were Sex with Strangers and their dystopia rock sound. They brought lots of energy. Of course, the Happy-Go-Lucky Hooves, three of which members are CITR volunteers, the Cameron Sisters, as well as Zara Chang. They started off the show. And the second band to play, also a Vancouver act who just released their We Want Your Love EP, is called Looks to Kill. And they recently started following us on Twitter. And not only did they put on a great show, but we want to honor their choice to follow us on Twitter, as well as their great show by playing some music from Looks to Kill right about now. So it was a great show, CJ. I'm sorry you missed it, but I'm glad you had a great Thanksgiving. And thanks again to Harmar Superstar, Sex with Strangers, Hooves, and Looks to Kill for putting on such a great show. We look forward to many more at the Cobalt in the near future. In the meantime, let's get to the music. Looks to Kill, this track is called Wake Up on CITR 101.9 Discord Radio. We'll be right back. CITR 101.9 Discorder Radio, Wake Up by Looks to Kill. And we have a very special guest in studio. We're going to talk to her in just a little bit, but I know you're kind of you're chopping the bit to say hello. So welcome, Hannah.
Hi.
Epperson. Great to have you here.
It's great to be here.
Nice.
Very excited to be back on the UBC campus. It's been a while.
Because you are, of course, a UBC alumnus.
Yep, that's right.
As the English major here, alumna.
Alumna? Oh. Just a journalist.
I'm sorry. I had to be the radio, like, grammar Nazi.
Well, we got to be proper about these kind of things.
Yeah. Okay. But yes. I noticed you were grammatically correct on Twitter, which is all that
yes.
matters.
Thank
really,
you.
Right?
Yes. Thanks for retweeting, by the way.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yes.
I'm working on it.
Nice. We're going to talk more about you and what you're up to in the next, just after this. We got to take care of a little business here, but this is actually going to be some fun business, so we're excited to take care of. First of all, have you heard of the band Braids?
Oh, yeah.
There's real buzz about this band right now, right?
Yeah.
They're on the cover of Exclaim magazine this month. They're playing in Vancouver in a week's time. Did you know that? They're playing at Fortune Sound Club.
Dang.
On
that's
Tuesday.
A great venue.
It is a great venue. And if you're wondering why Hannah thinks it's a great venue, we're going to get to that in just a little bit. But we actually have a pair of tickets to give away to the Braid show, which is happening on Tuesday night at the Fortune Sound Club. So what we're going to do is we're going to look for the third caller to call us right now at 604-822-2487, 604-UBC-CITR. Call us up, and we'll set you up with these Braids tickets. So in the meantime, we're going to play a track from their brand new album, Flourish Perish. This, I think it's pronounced Frund. My German isn't all...
Don't ask the Indian guy.
all that gut. My German isn't sehr, sehr gut.
Frund.
But I think it's Frund is the name of this track. Flourish Perish from Braids. And you're listening to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9. Coming right back with our Eye and Eye with Hannah Epperson.
Time fall through the Oh yeah, I love raids. Did you know that they are coming to Fortune Sound Club on October 22nd? With guests 100 Waters and Kodak to Graphs. Tickets are available at Highlife, Zulu, Red Cat, Beat Street and online at ticketzone.com. Ooh ya, just listen to that dog.
CITR presents DJing 101.9. We offer people a way to learn about the fun of mixing, sharing music, and throwing events. Our workshops and studio access is free for students and members. No experience or turntables are necessary. Workshops from 4 to 8 p.m. are on Tuesdays in 212A in the Student Union Building at UBC. For more information, visit us at citr.ca or follow at CITRDJ on Twitter.
We are back live on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9. Congratulations to Mark Toden, who won the Braids tickets. He'll be going to see Braids next week at Fortune Sound Club on Tuesday night. Fortune Sound Club, which is the same venue that you can find Hannah Epperson on Thursday night.
Woohoo!
Hannah Epperson live in studio. Great to have you here.
It's such a pleasure to be here with you guys.
Nice.
Yeah.
There's so much I want to cover with you. I mean, because the performance thing is happening. But let's go back to sort of the beginning of how you became introduced to us. So Rifflandia weekend. We were with CJ and I, who's proudly wearing his Rifflandia t-shirt.
Oh,
CJ, dang. Were you wearing that just because she's coming in today?
Of course.
That looks dang good,
awesome.
Yeah. Sir.
Nice. So we were trying to get some interviews, setting up some interviews ahead of time, and we were fortunate to get to talk to the Mounties and Hot Hot Heat, Gay 90s, a few other bands. We were hoping to chat with you, but you and I were like passing ships in the night on the ferry.
Classic.
So it didn't get to happen. Although, if I can just read a little something. So why I really wanted to have you on the show is because I find your emails incredibly entertaining. Either you're a very good writer or a very good communicator, but I'm just going to read this on the air right now.
Oh,
so
no.
This was the second or third email that Hannah and I had back and forth. Hi, Wade. I trust your time at Rifflandia was a total riot. My social media feeds were being inundated all weekend long with epic stories and incredible photos. What a shame to have missed it. And so, too, did I miss you and your hat-waving hellos in passing on the ferry. I had the misfortune of having a cup of boiling water spilled down my cast. Yes, I have a broken leg. So I was busy entertaining a very flustered paramedic who was busy treating second-degree burns on my calf. I'm a walking lesson in slapstick comedy, Wade. Now you know.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, that was quite the series of misfortunate events.
And now we know.
And now you know. But I'm on the mend.
Nice. No cast?
On the mend. No cast. Yeah, it ended up being a third-degree burn, so I had to take the cast off because it was... Well, I won't go into the gory details. I know wow. Halloween is right around the corner, but we don't need to get into the gory details yet.
So, well, it says in your email it was second-degree burns, so they've been upgraded to third-degree burns.
Yeah, that's Shite. Right. That's right.
Maybe off-air you can give us a little peek?
Yeah, sure. Okay. A little preview.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, cool. So that was great. So you became introduced to us that way, and then never got a chance to actually to meet until now. But great to have you in here. And you said this is kind of a big return for you to UBC.
Yeah.
So tell us, you were a UBC student. When, where, what program?
I started my studies in 2005 and actually didn't graduate until 2012. I took a very long hiatus.
Scenic route.
Lived in Berlin for a year. That's kind of where I started playing music, actually.
Did you make some good friends there?
Points.
Oh, wow. We should have had you introduce the last track then.
Not so many. I made some interesting characters, but spent a lot of time alone playing violin under derelict bridges and learning how to use a loop pedal, which has served me very well, as it turns out.
So is this where your foray into the violin began, was in Berlin?
Certainly the solo venture as Hannah Epperson. I've played violin since I was five or six. It's a very musical family. But I certainly didn't mean to pursue a trajectory in music. I was completely convinced I was going to pursue a Rhodes Scholarship and be working at Oxford. So it's really cool to be here at UBC talking about about music.
Nice.
Of all things.
And sorry, what course were you taking here at UBC?
I graduated from the Human Geography Department, which is so awesome. So awesome.
Cool.
Yeah. Truly amazing experience.
And while you're doing your degree, were you actively sort of working on this music career? Or was at this point when you started, was it still more just a hobby?
It was certainly, I think, to be totally truthful, music was kind of an escape from the mountains of scholastic duties that I became very, very skilled at procrastinating on.
Well said.
I've been there.
Yeah.
I've been there many times.
I think those procrastination skills are now coming in full force as I try and complete my final report for the Peak Performance Project.
Hmm.
So anyway, it's...
Reports. I actually wanted to get into this later, but now I'm curious.
Now, oh, yeah. It's...
I guess we should also preface by saying that those that are not in the know, the Peak Performance Project has been going on for about 4 or 5 years. It's basically... BC's top up-and-coming musical acts get to take part in sort of, I guess it's about a 2 or 3 month, or is it, maybe you can explain it better than I can.
Well, I mean, now that I'm, sometimes when you're in the middle of something, you have less of an understanding of what it is than when you're on the outside of it. I'm sure if I talk to you in 2 weeks from now, I'll have a much better understanding of what just happened to me. But I think the Peak Performance Project has a really, its mission is very... commendable. I think the idea is to provide independent musicians with the business know-how to be able to carry forward their musical business, so to speak. So I think there's a lot of people who, I mean, that's the hardest part of being an artist, is trying to find a balance between being sustainable economically and being as genuine as possible as you can in the creation of your art. It's really hard to find a balance between those two worlds. I think the Peak really puts people to the test.
So you feel like you've been kind of run through the ringer a little bit?
Oh, yeah.
Has it become kind of like a full-time job being involved in the Peak Performance Project?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's really funny, too, because I'm a solo artist, and I'm working completely independently. This is the first time I've really been jealous of people who have bands. It's... It's been a lot of work.
So in other words, I know there's a lot of bands like Bestie and Wheel Horse and a few other guys that have groups that have many resources, I suppose, at their disposal because of multiple members.
Yeah, a lot of social tentacles.
Well said. So for them, I guess they get to split the duties up 4 or 5 ways. But for yourself, you kind of haven't left to do everything.
A bit.
Wow. Yeah. Tell me a bit about this boot camp that I keep hearing about.
Right, so boot camp doesn't really seem like a real thing, probably partially because no one sleeps the entire time, so you sort of leave in this oscillating dream state. You sleep on average about 3 hours a night.
And where you're physically removed from the city, or in some kind of retreat in the woods, or where?
Yeah, so just outside of Princeton, there's this beautiful resort, Rock Ridge Resort.
It's aptly named.
Yes,
Rock Ridge Resort.
Yeah, a totally self-contained paradise, basically. There's maybe 8 or 9 hours of seminars a day. Then everyone is given the task of co-writing a song with another band. I got paired up with Ono Yoko, and we produced a song with Howard Redekop. Incredible, hilarious, majestic unicorn of a man.
Wow.
That was for sure my favorite part of the boot camp.
I've never met Howard. I know he's been around the Vancouver for a long time, producer with New Pornographers, Fine Times, amongst many others. But please describe to me, what's the connection between a unicorn of a man?
Oh, he's just...
Like a long neck or something?
No.
What part of him is laid long?
I mean, no physical...
Or horny.
No physical likeness.
And I didn't mean horny in that respect. I meant like, you know, it's not a... What do they have? What are those...
Go back. Step back.
All right.
Okay, let's just erase. He's...
I was talking about the thing on their head, by the way.
I know.
What do you call that thing on the unicorn's
it's
head?
A horn. Dude.
Is it a horn? Okay, yeah. All right.
I think it has an actual term.
Okay.
I'm not up to snuff on my unicorn terminology.
No worries.
anyway,
that's why it's quite ballsy of you two to toss it out there for Howard.
Yeah, fair enough. I think the term unicorn has gotten passed around a lot in the peak world. It's just sort of a comedic descriptor for someone who possesses what seem to be magical powers.
Oh, I like that. Nice. Okay, well said.
Yeah, so Howard has a real gravity about him. And really, I think he just exists in another dimension. There was one time during lunch, there was this freak rainstorm, and all of the rain water from the roof was funneling down into this fountain, and he just went outside in the middle of lunch and took his shirt off and just started showering underneath it. It was...
I like him already.
Yeah, I think you would get along with
that. Did he raise his hands triumphantly, kind of like at the end of The Shawshank Redemption?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I was kind of picturing.
Yeah, he's a ham, but he's a totally down-to-earth ham.
Nice. Well, hopefully we'll get a chance to meet him someday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Well, we've covered lots there. Now, also, I know that you're involved with this intermedia mashup called Church. I was actually going to read another email you sent me regarding Church because it was kind of funny the way you were very self-deprecating and talking about... At one point, you put like a bracket around one thought and then put like another bracket on that thought. You're talking about... You're probably wondering how I ever graduated from university.
Yeah, classic parenthetical self-deprecating comments. I need to graduate from that form of communication.
It's okay. I found it quite entertaining. But the reason that we were going down that road is you were talking about Church. And again, very funny description on the Vancouver is Awesome page about it not being very churchy. I want to hear more about Church. I want to hear more about this open house party you had this past weekend. So why don't we play a track right now? We'll come back. We'll talk about all these things you're up to and all these parties you're hosting. And I figured a good track play right now is a track off your EP called We Will Host a Party.
All right.
So here we go. Hannah Epperson live in studio on Discorder Radio. And this is her track, We Will Host a Party. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you.
CITR 101.9. You're listening to Discorder Radio. That was We Will Host a Party from the lovely and talented Hannah Epperson, who is joining us right now for an I&I Intimate Interactive right here live on Discorder Radio. Hannah, again, great to have you with us today.
Again, such a pleasure to be here.
Excellente. So off air, and I feel that there's so much, again, to cover, and I almost have to keep sort of telling you to like put a cap in it while you're talking between songs, because there's a lot. I almost want to make sure we share this wealth of information with the listeners. But you were starting to tell me off air about this song and how the history of how We Will Host a Party came about. So please continue.
So We Will Host a Party is kind of one of these outpourings that I had one day. I used to travel to Las Vegas every year with the UBC Ultimate Frisbee team. It's a big tournament there.
In Vegas.
In Vegas. Trouble in Vegas, baby.
Vegas, baby, Vegas.
I had met a woman who lived in a tiny town right outside of Vegas, and their town sat on top of a natural aquifer that had sustained the community for a century. And the government of Las Vegas had just basically purchased the rights to that water to ship it all to Las Vegas. It was a really, really sad story that affected me a lot. And so the time that I wrote that verse about moving the water to the city, it was also when the Winter Olympics were in Vancouver. I kept hearing stories about there was that bizarre early spring melt, and they had to ship snow from Manning Park at the cost of something outrageous, like $10,000 an hour to ship snow from Manning Park to the local mountains. This song was just sort of a commentary on the prices that we pay to put on parties sometimes. What are the social costs? And I love parties. They're so important. It's so important to celebrate humanity and creativity. And I'm a true human lover as well as an environmentalist. So that song was just sort of this outpouring.
Interesting. Very interesting critique, too, on cultural celebrations. And I didn't really listen to the lyrics of the song. We were kind of busy sort of chatting, as it was going on in the background. But there is that really sort of somber, regretful tone. Yeah. And now it makes a lot more sense. So, yeah, thanks for sharing that with us.
It's a pleasure.
Yeah. So, again, we got lots to cover. You've been involved with this project called Church. That I read about, yes. Which is nothing churchy about it at all. Mm-hmm. There's also this Madcap initiative. So quickly, tell us a bit about Church, and then we'll talk about Madcap and the party you had on this past weekend.
Okay, so I'll try and be as quick as possible. It's not very easy for me ever. Church, I started with a friend, Haley. It arose out of a frustration that a lot of venues in Vancouver were closing. This repeated experience of not making any money after shows because you have to pay rent for the venue, this, that, and the other. My dad's actually the Unitarian. He's the minister of the Unitarian Church at 49th and Oak. It's a beautiful space, and I had several conversations with him about this frustrating reality that a lot of artists in Vancouver face. And my dad, his eyes, he's a huge lover of the arts, and his eyes just kind of lit right up, and he said, I would love to be able to donate basically the space if you are willing to curate events there.
Wow.
So I'll cross out the overhead charge, and you can have at it with the space. So that was very exciting. So there have only been three church events to date, but they've been extremely successful. Incredible events, bringing basically the idea is to bring in a bunch of artists from different artist enclaves. There's so many amazing artists, but they don't know each other because storytellers kind of stay in their circles and puppeteers stay in their circles and indie musicians don't talk to folk musicians, this sort of thing. So
it's very Vancouver. Vancouver is constantly getting lambasted as a city that is disconnected or seemingly unfriendly. And I guess that's a classic example of the segregation between the various groups, maybe lacking social capital, you could say. But it's good to see you stepping up in the face of this apparent unfriendliness and creating some positive social initiatives to help bring people together in Vancouver.
Yeah.
And actually, it's funny you mentioned this now. We've got a mutual friend, Jimmy Thompson.
Yeah, wonderful, Jimmy.
Hey, Jimmy. You know, you said hi earlier, so now we're giving the shout-out on air.
Such a nice guy.
And I think he was telling me about this event about 8 or 9 months ago. You had one, I think, back in January-ish.
That's right.
So now I did hear about it, and now I'm going to meet one of the curator of the event.
Yeah, I do it. I have a partner in crime, Haley, who's a truly wonderful lady.
Nice. Props to Haley as well.
Yes, props to Haley as well.
Jimmy and Haley both get lots of love from Discorder today. Okay, and then excellent. And you've also you hosted a party at your house this past weekend. And might I add, Hannah hadn't even met us, and she already invited us to the party. So she's a very, very social and very trusting to invite two dudes you never met before to your party.
Into my home, no less.
Sorry we couldn't make it, but okay. I didn't want to jump the gun.
Yeah, that was a really wonderful event. I just had, it was basically a small house show. I had some local artists put their art up on my wall. It felt like Christmas. Moved all of the furniture out of the house and served up some dolmates and hummus and hot apple cider and invited people to come look at the art it was all under the theme of mental health, and invited people to leave reflections either in, you know, pictorial, written word, collage art on things relating to mental health. I asked questions like, what do you do when you feel afraid? Asked questions about suicidal thoughts, hearing voices. I think these are things that are a lot more common than people are willing to admit.
Now, you've had some personal experience with mental health.
Yeah.
Please, if you can share it with us.
My brother, who's closest in age, an incredible, creative, kind musician and artist himself, has been through the entire gamut of the mental health world in the last 10 years. And without wanting to over-dramatize anything, I think has kind of come out the worse for it. He's been heavily and over-medicated, diagnosed and misdiagnosed. He's kind of been through it all, and my whole family has been affected a lot by it. And my dear, dear critical thinking parents have put so much energy into finding out what people are doing all over the world to address mental health issues. I think the way that we talk about mental health in North America is still quite limited. I think it's the mental health world here is over-medicalized. I think we pathologize people who are experiencing extreme states. Mm-hmm. I think everyone goes through bouts of feeling depression and anxiety, hearing voices. I think these are things that so many people experience, and people just need to feel like they have communities of support during these times instead of being feeling like it's important to go on to be medicated. I'm not pitting myself against that course of action, but I think there's a lot of alternatives.
So is that, I guess, one of the things you were hoping to do on Saturday was to create an open discourse about this issue while having it in the comfy confines of a friendly space with friendly faces?
Yeah, totally. And I mean, it was so remarkable, the reflections that people, I had this rusty mailbox that people could deposit their reflections in, and there were just the most unlikely characters, really cool, like hipsters and, you know, older.
It's Vancouver,
you know?
Of course there'll be some hipsters there, right?
Yeah, who just spent, an hour like making collages and thinking about these issues and talking with people from different generations. And so this is kind of a first foray into building up some awareness for a new initiative called Madcaps, which is actually something that my mom is really involved in and myself now. And I'm having a huge Church Presents event on December 4th, and the partial proceeds from that are going to go to Madcaps to help them develop a web interface and also try and bridge the gap between these older people who are dealing with the legal stuff, bringing in some young people who I think really could use these alternatives,
alternative approaches and conversations about mental health.
Excellent. Okay, so December 4th, we're going to get that up on our Facebook page, and we'll link to it to make sure people can know about it in the future. There's a lot to cover here, but I'm. It's funny because I wanted to have you in today because you know you're kind of a rising star in the Vancouver indie music community. But it seems like in chatting with you today that you're so much more than just a musician. You're like a philanthropist and a community catalyst. So it's great to hear you talking about other, you know, expanding the conversation beyond music to serious issues, real problems that we face here in Vancouver. And it's nice to see that you're sort of standing up and trying to be a positive agent of change. So kudos to you for that one.
Well, thanks for giving me the space to talk about it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we can bring it back to music for a second. And this is pretty exciting because, again, through the email exchange, you said you had a couple of new singles that you were waiting for the right time to release. And I can't think of a better time than having you here on the radio with us today, live on Discord Radio, to release one of your brand new singles. So please tell us about what we got going on right now.
Cool. So I think Shadowless is the track we're going to be listening to. That's one of two tracks I'm going to be releasing on vinyl. A very short little EP called Burn, aptly named after I got a third degree burn on my broken leg on the way back from Riflandia, as we already talked about.
Good thing you didn't spill that hot cider from the weekend on the other leg.
Yeah, I know. I mean, though, symmetry, there's something to be said for symmetry. Anyhow, this track kind of is an autobiographical, poetic expression of my own experiences with you know, madness, I guess, feeling a bit out of control. And it's kind of the sister track to the aptly titled other track on this EP called Brother, which is about my brother's experience. It's a very cryptic, the lyrics are quite cryptic, but it's about my brother's experience in mental health. So
we're not going to probably have a chance to play Brother today, but we will on a future show. But in the meantime, we're very excited for the worldwide live release of the brand new Hannah Epperson track. It's called Shadowless, and you're listening to Discord Radio live on CITR 101.9 FM. There you have it, the worldwide release of Hannah Apperson's Shadowless. Hannah, awesome. That was great.
Thank you.
Yeah, let's get CJ. I know he's doing a million things at once. Let's get Hannah's mic up there. There we go, right on. Yes, so Hannah, you're actually playing, you recognize Andy. Yeah, we'll just let's get transparent here. Andy from the city just walked in the studio. You guys are geography buddies, I think. You guys are in the same course.
Totally.
So, yeah, Andy shows on in a minute. So, yeah, you guys can catch up after. No worries. All right, so back to business. So the Peak Performance Project showcase event that you're playing is this week.
This week, Thursday.
It's been a really busy week for you.
And it's crazy.
Yeah.
That's
why you're pulling your hair out this morning on Facebook.
Yeah, a little bit. just a little bit. It's okay. I have plenty of it.
So. Yes, we can tell. It's all nicely combed now, too.
Yeah, so...
So tell us what's happening Thursday night.
Thursday is the last showcase for the Peak Performance Project.
Yep.
Until the final one, which will be the top three.
And you're playing with who this Thursday?
So Amble Green, Bestie, and Ono Yoko. It is a stacked lineup. I'm really excited to be sharing the stage with those boys.
And Ono is that you guys did. You guys were working closely together at boot camp too.
Yeah,
correct?
we had for a short time pursued the fantasy of starting a band called Ono Hanna. That has yet to be, transpire, but for now.
Well, the seeds are planted.
The seeds are planted.
We'll see if we can get them watered and growing.
Yeah.
So Thursday night, what time do you actually go on?
I'm on early, 8:30.
Oh, really?
8:30 sharp, so.
I've got a commitment that I was going to later. I was hoping you were going to play later, but we'll see if we can, there's some wiggle room.
Just bring your commitments to Fortune.
Okay, we'll see what we can do. So that's Thursday night. In the meantime, what we're going to do right now? First of all, I want to make a quick announcement about the Halloween tribute show. I don't think we're going to have time to play our Halloween double shot tribute track this week because we got to play two tracks. So again, total translucency going on here. We're talking about the rules of engagement as we go here. But CJ, I think we should do this latest thing about the show that's happening tonight, and then we'll save it. We'll do a double shot of our Halloween tribute tracks for next week. How does that sound?
Yes.
You like that?
Yes.
Yep. Okay. So in the meantime, maybe we can just play this track from this band that is playing tonight, and we'll come back and we'll hear a bit of that interview very briefly. So,
All right. So this is Blackout Days by Fantagram.
Because Fantagram is playing tonight at the Commodore, and our intern, Sarah, just got back like 30 seconds ago from interviewing them. So we're going to play a bit of this track and come back, hear from her. And you're listening to Fantagram on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9.
Save your eyes.
Okay. Oh, good times.
And we're back on Discorder Radio, where community radio always has its malfunctions.
You know what? We can. You know what's okay, though, is we're almost going to be cutting into Andy's time. So we can actually play the second half of that track after we just take care of business right now. So sorry to cut off Fantagram there. They are playing tonight at the Commodore. And we want to welcome back to the show for the second week in a row our intern, Sarah.
Hello.
Good to have you back. Tell us about, again, we only have much time, but if you can tell us about the last hour or two of your life, please.
It's been quite frantic. I interviewed Fantagram, of course.
Hold on 1 second. Let's just get your mic up a little bit there. Okay, so Sarah, perfect. Good to have you back.
Fantagram, again. They're a duo from New York, and they describe themselves as stoner punk pop.
Whoa.
So it's a very interesting sound that they've got. They're playing tonight at the Commodore with the Giraffettes as their opening band. So if you've got some free time, check them out.
Nice. And how did the interview go? What did you guys talk about?
It was good. I interviewed Sarah, and we talked about Vancouver. This is their sixth or seventh time playing in Vancouver, and they love the city. They love Gastown, and they're really excited to be back and playing. They say that they always have a great reception every time they're here.
Where did they play last time? Did they tell you about that experience?
They've played at the Commodore a few times. I know that their favorite venue that they've played at is the Orpheum.
I have seen them back in 2009 when they opened for 07.
Yeah?
That was brilliant.
Was that at the Orpheum?
No, it was at the Commodore.
Oh, okay. Excuse me.
Yes.
Right on. That's where they're playing tonight again.
Yeah, they love touring. And they're really excited to be back, so check them out.
Excellente. And you said they were right on time for the interview, making things nice and prompt, as most rock stars are.
Of course, yeah. No. That's the thrill of the job, though, right?
Well, it is. And you were on the bus texting me saying, I'm sorry I'm late, but these guys were late. And she came all the way in here, and she actually did a great interview with them, which we are going to, in the future, we'll try to play a clip from that. But again, unfortunately, we ran out of time. But
yeah.
It was good to have at least our live reporter, interviewer, fresh back from the interview,
yes,
to join us here today. So we appreciate that.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Sarah. So again, Fantagram tonight at the Commodore. We want to thank Hannah Epperson for joining us. Great to have you here. Yes, she's still catching up with Andy in the back, which is good. You're distracting Andy for the fact that we're cutting into his showtime. So keep chatting him up back there. But once again, you can check out Hannah Epperson as part of the Peak Performance Project Showcase. The last one of their five-part showcase is this Thursday at Fortune Sound Club. And again, also congratulations to Mark Toden, who won the Braids tickets. So lots to cover there. And CJ, great job. It was a hectic day, but you held your own there, buddy.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, so let's continue with the second half of the Fantagram track. It's called Blackout Days, and you're listening to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9 FM.
Hey, this is Felix Cartel, and you're listening to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9 at UBC Vancouver.
CITR and the Vancouver web scene, Van Music, present 3 nights a week of awesome music from both local and touring bands. Check out Tune Up Tuesdays and Showcase Thursdays at Displaced Hashery at 3293 West 4th Avenue, where bands come to jam for a chance to win some great prizes. And don't forget the Indie Pop Vancouver series, happening every Friday at the British Ex-Servicemen Association, 1143 Kingsway. Be sure to come out and support live music.
This week on the Arts Report, film, theater, dance, books, visual art, and more. Every Wednesday at 5 p.m., the Arts Reporters explore what's fun, fascinating, campy, or critical in the Vancouver art scene. You can find bonus content on our Mixcloud, Facebook, and Twitter. Got an idea for a review, interview, or original production? Email arts at citr.ca. Listen Wednesdays at 5 p.m. or anytime on citr.ca.
That in the Worgen, frailty and limitation, we supply the determination it takes to make ideas and goals the parents of possibility, and we believe ourselves to be members of this family, not just one branch on one tree, but a